Yo, how's it going? Welcome back to the Mara podcast. I'm George, and in this podcast, I take you behind the scenes of building, running Mara, the brand all about presence and community, from run clubs to retreats. And yeah, this, I want to share behind the scenes. I want to share a bit of behind the scenes of my running journey as well. I'm training for Manchester Marathon, Chicago Marathon this year. I'm doing 170k ultra in the summer, which I've never taken anything. Well, it's the first time I'm doing something like that. So I'll share more about that in future episodes. So sharing advice, tips on how to run further and faster from a coaching perspective, and how to find presence as well. And then at times I want to bring on guests. So these episodes, I always want them to be short and sharp, little voice notes, 5 to 10 minutes that you can listen to on the way to work, in the car, on a run, before a run. And then I'll have guests on every now and again. We've got some exciting guests lined up, which will be longer episodes, so stay tuned for those. But today's episode, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, what is Mara? Does it make money? How does it make money? How does George, what does George do? Is it full-time for George? I just wanted to kind of talk through where Mara's at as like a business, as a brand. Been doing it really as something, as a side thing for the last couple of years, alongside Sanctus and my other stuff. And it started during COVID, got into running. I used to hate running and was struggling during lockdown, and managed to get into London Marathon. And obviously because of COVID, it was done virtually. So I started running, couldn't run very far at all, but applied, started learning about more about mindfulness, the power of now, and applied that to my running and started to enjoy it for the first time. But also I ran my first marathon comfortably with that approach. So I was like, wow, hold on, what's this? And then started to teach others or show others this way of running. And from there, it kind of evolved to, like, you know, me inviting others to run with me. And then the kind of run club emerged from there. And it, over the last couple of years, has evolved from just like a very informal group of friends to like a much more, you know, well-established run club that's got loads of different things going on, from socials and events to like coach sessions to training plans and everything else. So at different locations. So it's very, I think the way I'm now seeing Mara is like, how do I get this philosophy to reach more people? How do I give this philosophy to more people? Whether that's through clothing and somebody wearing the cap or the socks and feeling like they're running, you know, Manchester and London, and feeling the Mara brand as they run, whether it's through coaching, through attending one of our run clubs if they're local to one and really feeling it there. It's probably the best way that you can experience Mara is through that. Or a retreat is like a deep, you know, either weekend or day experience, or in the ice. Again, it's like the Mara philosophy in the ice. So basically the last few months, I feel like Mara's evolving more into a brand. If you think of like, if you're into your cycling, like Rafa in the cycling world is like a brilliant brand, and there's different ways you can interact with that brand, whether you buy a bike or bike clothing or go to one of their clubhouses. I see Mara as like the Rafa of running. Like, we've got a unique philosophy, a special brand, it's community driven, and there's different ways to do that. So business-wise, where I'm at, I always want there to be a community, free community element to Mara forever. So the run clubs, there's a free membership. You can always run with us, join our socials, come to our events for free. And then there's a paid option, paid membership. And with that goes towards the coach sessions that are designed to help you run further. So you basically get more runs, you get access to more content, you have discounts and early access to our kit and to our clothing range and to any events or paid retreats that we put on, and then discounts with our partners as well. So basically you get access to more runs, more content, more freebies, more and socks and more discounts. And then that membership, I always want to be low, never want it to be too much, but I want the value to feel like massive. And that, the more members that we have, the more that we can do with the clubs and the more that we can put on, you know, behind the scenes, paying coaches, investing in run leaders, the time spent organizing events, socials, little things like flags and tents to make events even better. And just the time that goes in behind the scenes, I want it to be a low monthly amount, but then the value that you get as a paying member is like ridiculous. So always going to be improving that month on month, and that's my priority. We've got a lot of Mara members now, a lot of free community members, but the Mara members are the ones that are helping us drive this brand and the specialty run clubs forward, and essentially helping me spend more time on it, and the team as well, especially. So that's level one. Then level two is the clothing and like our products, I guess, but the clothing especially. For the first year or two, made no money on any clothing because we didn't have our own stuff. I was literally taking Nike products and adding the logo on, and then didn't want, it would make it too unaffordable if I then added a margin on, and it just didn't feel right. I preferred people to be wearing the brand than making any margin on it. It just felt more like, you know, community building and marketing really. Whereas now, I've the last couple of months really leveled up the clothing. So we've got our own like sort of lifestyle wear, like things like beanies and jumpers. And that's our own products that we've created, like, and designed and branded ourselves. And then with the club kit, we've done the same. We've got some such nice like jackets and long sleeve tops, caps and socks. And they are now our own products now. Everything that we sell is our own products. So then it's affordable now to then have a margin in there that then can go back into the brand and back into the club. So clothing, and ideally, you know, like Rafa is a global brand now. Maybe one day Mara is a global brand where you have people all over the world wearing the brand and representing and running in the Mara way. That's the dream. Our ice baths is like our first product. I think the cap was like the first product, but the ice bath feels like the first real true product that I've launched. Again, like I think at the moment that is kind of something very new, but I think we've created something pretty unique. It's simple, very, very simple, but it's unique in the sense you can't really get something that of that quality for the price that we've managed to get it anywhere else. So, and it's perfect. It's like ultimate presence practice alongside your running, extends and expands your Mara practice in a different way other than getting outdoors and running or walking. So feels like a perfect addition. And again, like a product like that, if we can get more people in the ice with us, then there's margin there to go back into the brand. So that's number two. And then experiences like retreats. We put on a lot of free events and free socials that anyone's welcome to join. Like, again, community driven, but we want to put on some like really high quality retreats that are fully leveled up. So for this next one, there's saunas, there's ice baths, there's facilitators, there's teepees, we've booked a space, like the staff, you know, people on the day, running the day. So if we put something really special on like that, it'll be ticketed. And I just see that as, you know, at the moment people might pay £30 to do a race, a 10K race. For £40, £50, you've got a full day, half day experience that is transformational. And it's more than just a run. I think it's the complete Mara experience. So we're doing our first one in May this year, and maybe in the future. There's small margin events. So you do need to either sell lots of tickets or do lots of them. But again, that's another sort of revenue stream, I guess. And all of these are contributing towards, you know, at the moment, it's literally just allowing me to spend a little bit more time on Mara each month. Because right now, I'm not paying myself anything out of Mara. I'm literally reinvesting everything into the brand, into the product, into the team, and yeah, into it all. One day, I would love it to be big enough that it can, you know, afford to have me full time on it. But right now, I'm doing other things that pay me, that allow me to then pay my mortgage and my bills, and then in my free time or any time that I get, I'm then reinvesting that back into Mara. The only other thing I'm kind of leaning into more this year is my coaching. I think I don't want to be, I don't think, a full-time coach, but I think it's important for me to stay at the leading edge of not only running, but also mindfulness. So, and the breath work and the presence part of Mara. So the best way for me to do that is to kind of keep expanding my coaching knowledge and my run knowledge through more accreditations and through coaching people one-to-one. So I'm going to only work with a handful of people. And then at the same time on the breathwork side, I'm doing accreditations and learning there. So again, applying that to those people, that the athletes that I'm coaching. just keeps me at the leading edge, which then keeps the brand at the leading edge. And then that hopefully flows through the whole club and the whole brand through, you know, what we share, the content that we share, the way that we run sessions and the way that we put on retreats and even the clothing. So, and you know, that's a small bit of income that again allows me to do more of Mara. So that's where I'm at. It's still a long way off being a standalone brand, but I feel like my energy and my passion and my, I mean, it's all of me in a brand. And I feel like, I genuinely feel like I don't have a choice. I just have to do this and have to keep doing it. And what will be with it will be. But I just have this never ending love and not, I wouldn't even call it passion. It's just like, I don't have a choice. I just have to keep doing this. So if I can find ways to keep keep me going until Mara can stand on its own two feet, then that's the goal, especially for 2024. So I've got my plan, you know, clothing drops this year, improve the memberships. You know, maybe there's more run, hopefully there's more run club locations in 2024. Going to explore how we do that, whether it's franchising, whether it's bringing on run leaders. That's definitely a priority for me, is really make that membership model work and make incredible experience for the run clubs. Lichfield's our home club. Make that an unbelievable, make it the best in Staffordshire. Stones next, make that unbelievable. And then from there, are there maybe one or two more locations initially in Staffordshire, Stafford, Stoke, maybe Cannock, Tamworth, even like the likes of Burton. And that way we've got people traveling a long way to kind of run with Mara at the minute. So go where people are coming from. The clothing drops, improving the ice bath and the retreats. There's three or four ways that Mara can survive this year and grow this year. And ultimately for me, I just know how impactful this way of running and being is, and the impact that community has on people's lives, how much it's changed my life. And now I've seen, you know, the few hundred people that are part of the brand and the community at the moment, how it's impacted their lives. And I essentially want to keep doing that for those people and keep taking those people further. And then also reach new people. So, and reach more people and help them find that too. So that's what I'm driven by. And this year, I feel like I'm going to keep, we'll see where we get to by the end of the year. So hopefully if you're interested, that's where Mara's at. That's where I'm at. If you've got any thoughts, questions, always DM me on Instagram. I'll put the captions in this episode bio. And yeah, thanks for listening this far. I'll wrap it up there and I will see you for the next one. Boom.